I found a spin cycle on YouTube that I can sync to my television.
Yeah.
Pull out my spin cycle. Bluetooth.
You're talking about laundry?
No. Bluetooth my audio from my phone, from my podcast playlist from Swishcraft to the Bluetooth speaker behind me. Turn the volume down. It takes me like 10 minutes to set up.
I'm sorry. Weekly, I have you complaining about how difficult it is to use technology, but all of a sudden you are such a tech whiz getting the Bluetooth to the wireless to the earbuds. Hey, Daddy, what's your safe word?
Instead of
Daddy, what's your safe word?
Stop harassing me. That's not my safe word. Okay.
Roll the opening. Welcome back to What's Your Safe Word? I'm Amp.
I'm Miss Christopher.
And today, you figured out technology, apparently.
I totally did. So listen to this.
I'm listening.
Listen to everything
so
I have done.
So
because
excited.
Now I've got this daddy belly going on from being quarantined and just going to the fridge and watching Netflix. So I have started doing spinning in the morning, but this is what it takes for me to do this.
In circles?
So I put on YouTube on my laptop on my bed.
You didn't know this, but Dad T is right now.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm really proud of myself. So
T doesn't have to be a complaint.
So I Bluetooth my, or actually, I don't think it's Bluetooth from my laptop.
It's
like AirPlay through Apple TV. So anyway, that goes to the TV. So it's right in front of me, just like a Peloton bike. And then I Bluetooth my phone from my podcast Swishcraft to the Bluetooth speaker behind me and blare that. And then I can watch on the screen the YouTube show because I don't like listening to them because they don't. But they have the timer of when you're supposed to spin fast and what effort level you're supposed to. But I can listen to my own music. It takes me 10 minutes every morning to set up. But I figured that's like the same 10 minutes it would take to walk to the gym. So.
And today we're talking about words, which currently are speaking into your ears. Daddy, words have power, right? Also, congratulations on figuring out your
Thank
Bluetooth.
Thank you. I was expecting you to be really proud of me. Everyone gives me a hard time.
I'm always proud of you.
Look at what I
did. You give yourself a hard time, though, with that because of the amount of being on the internet but not understanding the internet.
Although I was on a call today. And because I hadn't disconnected my phone from the Bluetooth speaker in the bedroom, and I answered the call on my computer, halfway through the call, it decided on its own to start routing it to the speaker in the bedroom. So now I'm talking, I'm like yelling across the house trying to hear the conversation. And this is why I don't like technology.
Well, there's nothing like, you know, opening up your computer and accidentally answering it from the wrong device and your boss seeing your underwear and the fact that you're not dressed, you know?
Yeah, my boss doesn't care.
Well, that's true in our line of work. Well done, though, with
Thank
technology.
You. Thank you.
But also, welcome back to What's Your Safe Word, people. That was a really quick cup of tea. That was almost like a shot of dad tea right there. Today, though, I wanted to just kind of catch up. I wanted to see how you were doing in quarantine, and I want to talk about words.
Words? What kind of words? Dirty words?
Oh, all kinds of dirty words. Well, what do you consider a dirty word, I guess, is a good question.
Anything that you use in sex or to make someone horny.
Okay. Well, what about the word dirt or messy?
It can be. You could be a messy boy.
That doesn't do it for me, unfortunately. Sorry.
Well, it might do it for other people.
No,
so you
very
can use
true.
That word.
Very true. Other people might really enjoy that. Not me. No, but do you ever have like words that really make you kind of cringe? Have you ever had an experience like that?
Some words will trigger me.
Like what, for instance?
Pussy.
Okay. Why? Because
I don't know.
Because just the sound
like
of it?
No, I just don't like the word.
Yeah, no, for me, I'm more of I get like a weird cringy feeling when I hear words like moist. I don't
moist,
know why,
really?
But the word.
I think of chocolate cake when you say moist.
I love chocolate cake, but just the word itself, moist, just the sound.
Dripping.
I know some people don't like the word like vagina because it has that kind of a twang to it, or just kind of the, it's interesting. So how
do you think that's like gay men don't like I don't no. like pussy, and then
vagina. Oh, you just don't like the word?
Do you think lesbians don't like the word penis?
No, I know for a fact some of my lesbian friends don't like the word vagina because they don't like how it sounds. But I think everyone kind of comes from a word usage in a different way. For us, I mean, derogatory terms are obviously going to be gross because we have been called them all of our lives. But there might also be like
they're kind of hateful.
Well, yeah, when they're used with a... That's the other thing is like words have power.
Lots of
so
power.
Does context and tone. Which context is a thing YouTube could learn, but that's a whole other tangent.
But do you know what word has the most power?
Yes.
And I don't know if I can say it. The F word.
Oh, I was answering your question. Yes. Yes has a lot of power.
Just so does no.
Oh, there you go. The flip side.
But the word, the F word, can I say it?
Oh, you can say that word. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the word fuck has so much power, especially when you like hit your... You hammer your finger with a hammer. Mm. You just like it just releases energy, just yeah. yelling fuck.
Oh, you just dropped something.
What?
Our explicit rating. Oh. no, for sure. And when it, obviously like derogatory terms, racial terms, totally bad. But like I'm talking about just kind of in general, like, and also like what sets a mood when it comes to word usage and how we talk, because there are kinks and fetishes that revolve around word usage as well.
It's funny. I just got on Is My Guy a custom video request from someone who wanted me to call them a lot of different words and more of a humiliation
so
thing.
A sexy kind of video that someone's paying you for. Almost like, right. Yeah. Okay. But are some of those words appropriate to share?
I don't know. Unsure, you don't, always don't, tell me don't. I can't say things.
If you're
so
unsure,
I'm not
don't.
Say
just
it.
You know, that's a good basis. If it's a bad word, just don't
he
use it.
He wanted me to call him sissy.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think that's a super bad term. It can be derogatory for sure. But I think some people also find power in that word. And that's kind of another word association that I think is interesting is like the way in which we take words back.
Right.
Because I know within...
Queer yeah, was one that...
That's the first one I go
lots
to.
Lots of people get offended by that because of my generation and what we had to go through with that.
Yeah.
But there is something about taking the power back of it.
Well, so what is your opinion of that word then? Because like for me, it's always been a part of the acronym as I've grown up in the gay community or just the queer community. See, they're queer.
Right.
Community.
So I don't think I noticed when it happened. For me, when I was younger, it was like being called a sissy, being called mm-hmm. queer. Mm-hmm. So I never did like it, but, as the younger generation started using it, it didn't bother me, because they were doing it in an empowering way.
So. Yeah. Well, again, context and tone, like right. I can, and I vividly remember the first time somebody called me gay. It was in a science class in like sixth grade. So I was what, like 11 or 12 maybe. At that time, I just thought that the word meant what it meant in the dictionary, which was happy. Because I was a...
Really? You did?
I was a very sheltered, very innocent child. Look at me now. Look at us now. Look at us. Look at.
Now I always knew gay meant gay.
Oh, see, I never did. But that's because I grew up Catholic in a Catholic school. Like from the moment I started school, K-8, Catholic school, terrible.
I think, what was Gilligan's Island or something had a gay old time. They'll have a gay old
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was the only way I knew that as the word happy.
Yeah. Well, that was the only way I knew that because Nickelodeon was the only channel I could watch. Anyway, I remember like just it's a vivid memory because it was terrible where these girls were like sitting across from me during science and were like, you know, everyone thinks you're gay, right? And I was just like, fabulous. Great. I love that word. I didn't say that, but like my reaction
well,
was very much
fabulous.
Dismissive.
You just confirmed it all to them. Like, yep, that's true.
No, kids are terrible, but words are powerful.
Yeah.
So what kind of, well, I'm curious what words turn you on?
Because
I know what words turn me on.
I like title words like, or like daddy.
Honorifics.
Boy. And, yeah. Those kind of sex terms. Also, other languages, German, like
accents.
So
remember that one very bad movie we watched on Netflix the other night
Could you be more specific?
The one that was just literally drug trips the entire time.
Drug trips.
With the comedians. It was like called Ibiza or something.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Was that what it Ibiza. Was called? It was called Ibiza. It's on Netflix. It's actually really funny, but in the most awkward way.
Right.
And it's about, you know, EDM concerts and DJs and people that travel abroad for concerts. And this one girl meets a DJ. Anyway, the DJ, for whatever reason, is in Ibiza the entire time.
He had a British accent.
But he didn't just have a British accent. He had a really good British accent.
Right.
You know,
the British accents aren't always sexy. They can sound
I wouldn't
very
say that, but
sometimes they sound uptight.
And we've polarized our entire British audience. No, we don't mean this to be offensive or even fetishizing, but I do know that people have fetishes for accents.
His British accent sounded more Australian.
Yes.
In a more
And maybe that's
way.
Why. Yeah, it was much more relaxed, laid back. It was very
Not
awkward.
Prim and proper.
It was quirky.
Right.
And I love a good awkward boy that clearly is uncomfortable even though he knows what he's doing. I don't know. I find that attractive in a very like... what's the term? Is it tsundere? You don't know what that means. But
no idea.
Animu. Anyway, well, do you know any other?
Animu Gesundheit.
Thank you. Good wordplay. So definitely British and Australian. I love
German.
Those accents. You love German.
Because I like that Dom. Do it.
Why? Because it sounds like they're yelling at all times.
Kind of.
I mean, you're not wrong. There's this one YouTube video that like does a bunch of different actual languages, and it's this like has this white guy and he looks so innocent and proper, and he does all the languages in a very matter-of-fact way in a very sing-songy, and then every time he got to the German it would just go
it's hot.
It's also funny, but no, I agree. Do you know any languages besides like minor Spanish that most people do?
You know, Pig Latin.
Is Pig Latin a language? That's the real question of today's episode.
I do not. I know a little Spanish.
Can you talk
but
dirty
really
to me
don't.
In Pig Latin, please?
Oh God!
Yes. Oh, you opened this. You. Here was the can of worms. You got your can opener.
Odd gay.
No. Be dirty. Come on. Give me a real tonal. Go. Okay.
Oh my God!
Rolling.
I can't even be dirty on command.
3, 2, 1.
Action.
Latin. Make it about pigs.
Uck, say it te oibe.
Okay.
What's
I think
that,
you
sexy?
Said suck your dick. Is that
suck
what you
it, suck it, boy.
Okay. The terminology, absolutely. The tone and confusion that laced the entire sentence, not so much.
Yeah, it's not good to be confused as a top.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of any Japanese. I did take a year of Japanese a long, long time ago, mostly to understand anime better and read Japanese when we went to Japan.
You're turning Japanese? You really think so?
I got that reference. Well done. But I'm trying to think of a good, like,
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Thank you. I just asked you where you were from.
See, I think it's when you lower the tone of
well,
your
that's
voice
what I was going
and you
for.
Go, da, da,
I don't know
da,
any sexy Japanese sexy. Terms, but I do know kanpai.
Kung pao.
No, that's a dish. Not. I was saying cheers because we have drinks.
Chicken.
That's not even Japanese.
Kung Pao chicken.
No, but you can't just say Kung Pao and then say, honey, I don't, I'm, and we polarized all of the other audiences
I
that
know.
Exist.
Would you quit doing that?
I didn't, I was saying actual Japanese, but
you really
there
think
are,
so?
Good callback. But I want to shift. So you don't know any languages. You said you
I
know.
I do not.
Like,
do you?
No, I took Japanese for a long time.
I know a little Spanish. That's
I know a little conversational, and I can read hiragana, which is like one of the alphabets. Because there's kanji, there's katakana, and there's hiragana. And hiragana is kind of like an Americanized version of the Japanese language or Japanese alphabet. So that's where you get the words that like it almost like an English and Japanese hybrid. So like when someone says something, anyway, I'm totally, you're lost. And
I'm like, okay.
Did you know?
No, I did not.
I'm going to smack you today. I smacking a language. Morse
smacking.
Code.
Smacking. Oh yeah, it's communication, right?
I wonder if there are people that do Morse code to impact play.
Sign language?
Is that a thing? Has anybody ever Morse coded impact
with
play?
With a paddle?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And then they send codes that way.
Oh, I'll totally do
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be an interesting kind of safe word or like communicating in the dungeon? You have two doms on different sides of the room doing
doing Morse code on the boy's butt. Get me another drink. Do you want to get pizza after this?
I don't know. Yes, but one scream is yes, two screams is no.
No, that's for ice cream.
Did you ever start your ice cream business?
No, not yet.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
No. Well, you did already have some tea earlier. You didn't have any other tea, right?
No, that's all my tea.
Oh, I've got a boner then. I've got a bone to pick. Remember, I'm sorry. This is a segment.
It's called boner now?
No, it's going to be the boner to pick with puppy. Or I don't know. We'll think of the word. Okay. But it is something that I'm excited for and I have a boner for this week, and that is Circus of Books.
Oh, yeah.
I think you watched as well. Yeah. Okay, so Circus of Books, without giving away too much, because I don't want to spoil it for people, is a sex shop.
You can spoil it.
Oh, you can. Documentaries. It's a documentary about sex work and kind of this nuclear family, but super, super dysfunctional. And they have a sex shop, and it's a straight couple.
I don't think they were that dysfunctional.
What?
I don't think they were that dysfunctional. I think they're a regular family. They just didn't tell their kids what they did for a living.
Yeah. So, but there was more than anyway. Yeah. You guys watch it and decide if it's dysfunctional or not. I worked with them,
by the way.
You worked with the people in the movie
in the early 90s.
Oh wow!
They used to buy Zeus tapes, and I'd take Zeus tapes over to them. Yes. They were super sweet. I loved them. Everyone loved them.
Older straight couple. The documentary is done by the daughter of this older straight couple that had a sex shop that sold predominantly gay books and movies and porn.
The height of it, back when before Larry Flint was even prosecuted. So it's amazing history, and they stood up for gay rights and our rights, and they got caught in the crossfires of selling porn.
Yeah. Well, and don't say anymore.
I won't ruin anymore. But all that history is true. I remember all of it.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating documentary that dives into, again, sex work, just dysfunctional sex positive stuff, gay issues, P flags involved, and also just the whole censorship issue around sex and sex work that we're now seeing come back. So I thought that parallel was fascinating.
No, I knew you would in that.
And then my favorite part, the older woman goes to a sex convention, and at one point our boss is in a frame. Our boss for Mr. S is like almost running into the camera crew. And I just kind of cackled because I was like, of course.
Typical Jonathan too. I mean, I freeze screen or I screen grabbed it.
Oh, did you?
Because he's like, he was like bobbing and weaving as if he's invisible during a live like broadcast.
I just thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
But also a great documentary and a good way to
Have you seen People versus Larry Flint yet?
I don't know that I have.
Let's put that on our list.
That'll be our try like this that. Week.
Okay.
But that was my boner to pick this week, or my boner to give everybody else, is that it's a lovely documentary about sex work, and it's just an interesting perspective. And it's on Netflix called Circus of Books. But with that
nice plug, they're gonna like that you plugged them.
Thank you. Okay. Netflix, give us money. No? Okay.
Good luck.
Don't forget, Manscaped is a sponsor of this podcast. Use Watts at manscaped.com, WATTS.
And we used our razor this week.
We did.
We had some sexy time.
Mm-hmm. Overrun is my guy, eventually. But speaking of words that people can use, like Watts at manscaped.com, did you know that there is a sexual fetish for using stories and sexually arousing verbiage?
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, I was expecting more of a surprise.
No, I think there's, maybe this is something you don't know. So
possibly
to get hard on porn sets, you know how most people watch a video on their phone?
I know that, but they probably don't.
Anyway, so I pull up a story to read.
Hmm.
So words are powerful because it's in my head.
So the sexual attraction, like words or stories, is called narratophilia, or maybe narratophilia, depending on how you pronounce narrator. Do you say narrator or narrator?
I say narrator.
So narratorphilia.
But it sounds a weird word.
Yeah, narrator.
Narrator.
Speaking of words, and it's described as, it's a learning moment, the sexual fetish in which words and stories are sexually arousing. So technically you enjoy that.
I do.
Usually by the telling of dirty and obscene words or stories to a partner or via the internet. For some people, writing the words that are not outright obscene can have the same effect.
So I've always been I have this strong belief that there's a huge difference between men and women when it comes to erotica, and that women, and you'll see this because of the gay the romance novels with Fabio on the cover, they'd read for their fantasies, whereas men, they'll go to a dirty bookstore and flip through images, and when they're done with that, they're done, and they go through them very. I think men are more visual.
Generally.
And statistically, I think females like to build the image in their mind on their own.
Yeah.
And they do that mostly through words.
I also think more creative people tend to need more creative outlets when it comes to getting off or like porn and stuff. Like for me, some days I'm like super into the imagery and maybe like some kink.com videos. But more often than not, I'm like you, I like reading fiction. And fan fiction back in the day was my like the easiest way for me to look and kind of get off to porn without my parents knowing that I was looking at porn.
What's fan fiction?
Ooh, oh my God. Speaking of words, do I have some words for you? So, Twilight, for instance, or 50 Shades of Grey was a fan fiction of Twilight.
What?
So, did you know that? No.
I did not.
So fan fiction is where...
Was she Team Jacob or Team...
You know, hard to say. The other one. I don't know.
I forgot the other one.
I don't remember the
Edward,
name. Stephanie Edward. Myers. Is that the name of the lady that wrote it? Stephanie Myers? If that is her name, I'm impressed by myself. Jacob or Edward. Yes.
Edward, yeah, I got it right.
Cullens.
I didn't say I know things.
Oh, great. Yeah, what a thing to know. But fan fiction is a popular, not a trope, but an activity that people do online in fandoms. So, like, for instance,
do you know what a fandom is? Rabbit hole now.
No, this is totally appropriate for like words and word usage, though. Do you know what a fandom is?
Is it a kingdom where fans go?
I feel like I've asked you this question before. So imagine, you know, when you like Comic-Con. You know what Comic-Con is? I know what it is.
I've never gone to it.
IML.
Yes.
So there is a fandom of people that go to IML that are into leather.
Great.
And there's a fandom of people into rubber. And there's a fandom of puppies. It is a sub-like group of an overarching community that is very, very into a specific facet of that community. So for fan fiction, let's say someone really, really loves Pokemon. And so they write fiction about the Pokemon that they like or the characters they like from that series.
Like Pikachu doing it at you or something.
Yes, he's peeking at you specifically. Lickitung got some action in there too, maybe. I don't know. I have not read that fan fiction, but I'm sure it exists. But so fan fiction, in this instance, 50 Shades of Grey was originally a fan fiction featuring characters from Twilight that got picked up by a movie place that wanted to make it a movie, but they obviously couldn't use the Twilight characters because it was a fiction that was not part of the actual story.
So Jacob was the Dom?
You know, I don't know who was who. You're asking me questions that I don't even
Wait,
want to know.
You brought it up.
I know, but I'm giving you examples because words have power. And so like a lot of people use fiction in that way to create stories with characters they wish would have sex in these shows. And it's very arousing in some instances where it's well written.
Gotcha.
Some people are very good at fan fiction. In fact, there's probably, no, I know there's fan fiction about us. Maybe we'll, and I want to do an episode about it, but I just don't want to.
Wait, there's fan fiction about us?
Oh, yes. If you have fan fiction about us, please send it to whatsasafeword@gmail.com.
Why would you
please
need that?
Please give us permission to use it because I don't want to use it otherwise.
Wait, if it's about us, can't we use it?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I want to be able to read it and be honest about our opinions, but also have fun with it. And I don't want to do that without someone's permission because that is their works. It would almost be like me editing a video and giving it to someone that I really wanted to enjoy. And then maybe they make fun of it. And I wasn't prepared for that. Like, no?
No, I kind of see it.
Okay.
But if they were in what you wrote.
Who knows if they're in it? I don't know if they're in it or not. If you want to write fan fiction with yourself in it, cool. But just let us read it and react, and it might get funny. It might get sexual. Who knows?
Might get very dark.
Ooh. Or you know what they could do?
What?
Is write some poetry. Because metrophilia, do you remember that term? No, you don't. Metrophilia is an attraction to like poetry and writing in that way.
Why metro? Isn't that transportation?
We had this conversation in the video as well. That was one of the words you chose for me and Lindsay Doe in the paraffeel off.
You're expecting me to remember that?
No, but I'm reminding you.
Okay.
Because words have what?
Hard.
No. Oh my God. Words are fundamental for sure.
Power.
I'm going to power through. And then another fetish I just want to touch on now that we've gotten past fan fiction is it's not a fetish. It is an identity that is sapiosexual.
Sapien?
No, not a sapien. I know. I see where you're going. And I'm tired of you monkeying around. But sapiosexual is actually someone who's sexually and mentally turned on by smart people. Oh. So you must be a huge sapiosexual.
Why? I don't know many smart people.
Yes, but you're currently dating one of them. Wow. I was just going for a really easy joke. But then, no. My pride hurts. Thank you.
No,
thank you. I'll take that abuse.
Very attracted to smart people.
Like?
You.
And?
You.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Well, no, there's actually, and so I did a bit of research when looking into words because I want to play some games at the end of today's episode.
Oh, good.
Called Mad Libs. And I'm not just talking about politics.
I think I played these in like the 80s.
Okay. What do you think a Mad Lib is?
Isn't it where you mash words together?
I mean, not the right verbiage for a word game, but you put words into sentences already structured in such a way that
right.
makes
you
it
fill
kind of
in the blank with nouns. And
we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Right. But first, there was, when I was doing this research,
fail at this.
There was actual a route. How do you fail at something where you just say a word? Never mind. I understood how you could fail. Anyway, there are people, and pardon my pronunciation of this, that are syllabophilic. You know, some of these really need the pronunciation of each syllable. Like, for instance,
can't you just Siri it?
Nah, I don't want to ask her. She's never helpful when it comes to sexual stuff. Anyway, syllabophilic people are aroused by large words. So not just good words or not just smart words like sapiosexuals, but like physically large words.
That's I could see that because like I think I was telling you earlier, because you proofed an email for me today.
I did.
And
speaking of words,
I don't like writing. I don't think I'm a good writer. So I'm always amazed by people who can write well and put words together and use large words because I never think of large words.
Maybe you're a syllabophiliac.
Maybe. But no, anyone who can write and put words together does really turn me on.
Oh.
Because I don't think I have that quality.
Oh, so you are syllabophilic.
I probably am. Yes. Oh. Like anything that...
Can I test it out?
Sure.
Okay. How does this make you feel? Hello. Versus...
Wanted.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not a big word.
Even though the sound of it is something quite...
Jesus.
Is it precocious or atrocious? I forget which comes after that.
No, but this is why I like really smartly written shows. Hmm. Like anything. Who's the writer of Sports Night and West Wing?
No idea. Not my...
everything he writes is amazing.
Okay.
And I can tune into anything they write.
So, okay. So syllabophilic. I bet he's syllabophilic. It sounds like a disorder, but... In this case, it's supposed to be arousing. And then also given to this kind of category, this is even worse. If you thought syllabophilic was bad, this is sesquipedalian, I think is how it's pronounced, which is characterized by the use of long words. So someone that uses supercalifragilisticexpialidocious would be sesquipophilia.
So Mary Poppins is sesquipophilia?
Mary Poppers, what? Well, I wonder what happens when people that are the opposite of that see leet. Do you know what leet is?
No.
L33T?
What are you doing? What's happening?
Leet speak. It's like
Wally.
Yes, just like Wally, where the entire human civilization is just destroyed. No, no, that's where you use like lulls or like short form words that people
acronyms.
Use. No, well, it's not always an acronym though. I mean, or it usually is, but it doesn't always have to be like lulls. Is not what is lulls?
It's like this happy face with like tears.
Well, exactly. Yeah, right. There's terminology that emoji. Also that means emojis as well. Sure. But then there's like,
oh my God, my brain is starting to hurt.
TTYL, which stands for. Wow.
TTYL?
Yeah. TTYL.
To.
Wow.
I don't know what
I didn't think this was a difficult topic. I'm sorry.
TTYL.
Talk to you later. Did really? You ever use AIM? AIM, AIM?
I've used AOL.
It's kind of like that, okay. But not. AIM Instant Messenger, you know, where it like, doo-doo-doo. Or do you not remember that?
Are you sure?
Oh, you're just placating me now.
Kind of. That's a big word.
Placating?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Can you turn down over there?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That doesn't turn me on. Because all I can think of is Mary Poppins when you do that.
Oh, yeah. I think Mary she Poppins is very sexy. No. I think she... Okay, but let's get to some Mad Libs now that we've literally spelt it out for you.
Do we need a pen and paper? Do we need to write these down?
No,
in fact. Because I think they used to have this in the back. What was that magazine?
Highlights.
Highlights.
Yeah, I loved Highlights. It had the little like looking
but
picture
also
puzzles.
Mad Magazine had it.
Oh, yeah, Mad TV.
Yeah, not TV, magazine.
But it was part of the same conglomerate, right?
Yeah, Mad TV came
Did they make up Mad Libs?
Yes, probably. It was at the back.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yes, conspiracy theory.
It was a magazine called...
No, I know what you're talking about, but I didn't think that Mad Magazine might have been in charge of Mad Libs.
See? I'm teaching you stuff.
Oh, I don't know that you taught me that.
I told
I'm sorry, what?
I'm choking on my beer right now.
Maybe don't talk and drink at the same time.
I needed to prove a point.
So Mad Libs, which were actually a very popular, like not toy, but kind of book that kids would have when I grew up.
I think it came from Mad Magazine because it used to be the back cover of Mad
Magazine.
But
it was so popular as a kid for me. Like every kid, when you got like the Scholastic book, little booklets where you like ordered books in school, everyone got the Mad Libs. And then like there was Mad Libs for specific TV shows and Mad Libs. But what's really funny is I actually looked up the origin of Mad Libs or ad lib, the term ad lib itself, which is refers to the Latin as at one's pleasure or as you desire. So if you think about it, Mad Libs are all about pleasing and desiring someone. but it's marketed to children, which is not okay. Really, guys?
You can please children. Rude. Give them a lollipop.
Sure. But my joke being sexual
I got
in nature
it. I got it. But I'm not that as dirty as you.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm a wholesome daddy.
How many holes?
Oh, wow.
So, to play Mad Libs, Mad Libs is a game where you are given like a story and you fill in the blanks quite literally with words that it asks for. Now, before we get into the Mad Libs app that I found that has some dirtier, kinkier Mad Libs, allegedly, I haven't used it yet, I have to make sure, because this kind of helps to do the Mad Lib, that you know different kinds of words. Like, for instance, a noun. What's a noun, Daddy?
Oh, am I supposed to give definitions of things?
No, but you have to know what it is in order to fill in the Mad Lib.
It's a person, place, or thing, right?
Yes. A verb.
I don't know what's a verb.
So in the sentence, Amp got fucked, what is the verb?
Got.
No.
Fucked.
Yes. It is.
Do you not, the descriptor of what happened?
It's what you do.
Okay.
Verb. It's what you do. Do you not remember that?
No.
Okay.
This is going to be a horrible podcast.
No, it's great. This makes people laugh. So.
And this is why I'm not a good writer. God. I haven't taken English in 30 years.
That doesn't mean you don't use it.
No, I use it. I just don't dissect it.
All right. Well, I'm trying to help you here so you know what you're doing. Yeah. Verb. It's what you do.
Okay.
What is a verb?
What you do.
Great. Good. High five. Points.
Jesus.
Other things you might need to know. Pronouns. Well, and pronouns you should know. Also, side note, it's not preferred pronouns.
She. Yes.
Yeah. But just as a note, it's not preferred pronouns. It's just their pronouns. Just use their pronouns. If you need to know someone's pronouns, just ask, what's your pronoun? Not what's your preferred pronoun? Because then it makes you sound like you're going out of your way when you really should just be a nice person to begin with. How's that for some tea?
That was a lot of tea.
Okay. So a pronoun is a word that's used to replace a noun. For instance, he got fucked. What is the pronoun?
Instead of am got fucked, he.
I love these examples. Yeah. Next, an adjective. So
it's a description.
Yeah. So, for instance, Trixie is a skinny legend. What is the adjective?
Skinny.
Well done. I'm actually very proud of you.
Good. I'm glad I can bowl you away.
How about adverb?
Oh, that one I don't know. What's that?
Okay, so it's like it's related to a verb. So let's say Karen walked slowly toward the door.
Slowly.
Correct. Yeah. Also, don't be a Karen. And finally, I promise, finally, a preposition. It's not when you take prep. That is not a preposition. Although, Chris put the prep pill in his mouth. What is the preposition?
The.
No. It's a.
Chris put. Put.
No.
Chris put the. What was the sentence?
Chris put the prep pill in his mouth.
In.
Yeah. Are you just reading my notes?
No.
Okay.
I knew it was a tiny word. It's either of or it or in. That's all I know.
I appreciate your process of elimination, I guess. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read what we need to, or we can both do it technically because it fills it all in together so we can work together on the words. Okay. But now that we've given you a great English lesson, wow, bet you didn't know you're going to learn shit this podcast.
God, I hated school.
Jesus. See, I loved school.
I hated
school. I was
school.
Also good at it, though.
I was a straight C student.
I know you are, and that's not something people brag about usually.
I studied for the test. I passed the test, barely, and then forgot it. And that's been the story of my life.
You weren't very prepositioned, were you? So we have, this is called Mad Libs, and you can like download packs and whatnot, but we're just using the free version because we just did taxes and don't want to talk about that. Daddy, we have three choices here. The Mad Lib is mixing business and pleasure in Vegas, pickup lines, or office party oath.
Let's do pickup lines.
Pickup lines. Okay.
For 20.
Yeah. There's no points. No? Yeah. We all win. The winners are everybody.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay. We need an adverb.
Oh, God.
So, again, an adverb is what modifies a verb. So, doing something.
Tiny.
Yeah. Wait, no. So, if you walked slowly, slowly would be, it's affecting the verb. That could be. So you want it to be tiny?
Yeah.
Okay. No, the app like froze on me. God damn it. Pickup lines. Okay. Adverb. You said tiny?
I don't remember.
Tiny.
Yep.
No, I don't think tiny. Tiny's not an adverb because if the verb was walk, you can't tiny walk.
You could walk tiny.
Okay. You
could
tiny.
You could have a tiny walk.
Okay. Okay. A noun. Let's do. So this is pickup lines. Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Way to be gender conforming.
Okay, girl.
Part of the body. No, we went with boy already. Part of the body. Weenus.
Nuts.
Weenus. Let me choose one. Weenus.
What's a weenus?
You'll find out. You don't know what a weenus is?
No.
I got your weenus.
That's my elbow.
No, it's your weenus.
That's my elbow.
Verb ending in ing. So verbs, what you do. A verb ending in ing.
Looking.
Okay. Ooh, are you looking? Speaking of looking, did you enjoy that show?
I love that show.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Yeah. You and I watched them filming
it in the Castro.
In
yeah.
the Castro.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, we were walking through the Castro in San Francisco and Orphan Andy's, which is that little diner that's always really red.
The closing scene of the movie. I thought it was a great series. I really identified with the main character.
Yeah. Oh, no. And when I say impossible to watch, I mean the watching them film it looked difficult. The show itself, I really enjoyed. Anyway, back to the Mad Lib, a noun. So person, place, or thing.
Dog.
Oh, woof. An occupation, which is not a word, like a type of word, but it's just a thing that they need. An occupation. Let's do...
Telemarketer.
No, let's do something sexier. Ooh, a phone sex operator. So it's like both of them.
Okay.
Phone sex operator. A noun.
We just did that.
We need another one. That's how Mad Libs work. Got to be quick.
Girl.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, my spell check you fixed it to G-U-R-L.
Girl.
In fact, I'm going to add a few R's.
Let's do it.
Girl. Oh my God, this app is so terrible.
Although, is that a noun, girl?
It's a person, place, or thing.
Well, okay.
Plural noun, drag queens. Let's see if this somehow goes all together. Part of the body, plural.
Plural.
Yeah, so multiple body parts.
Elbows.
Ooh, okay. This might be somewhat together. Adjective.
Huge.
Okay. Noun. Hopefully we're almost at the end.
Another noun?
Yeah. Is this fascinating content?
Daddy?
Daddy. Okay, now plural noun. I'm going to say daddies. And another plural noun.
Oh my God, so many nouns.
Dildos.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we're almost to the end. I can see it. Three left. Part of the body.
Another part of the body?
That's how Mad Libs work, Daddy.
Tongue.
Ooh, good part of the body. What's your favorite part of the body?
My favorite? Eyes. I love looking in someone's eyes.
Verb past tense. Fucked.
All right.
Fucked. And an adjective.
Hard.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I think we already used that. Didn't we?
How about quickly?
Quickly. Okay.
Okay. Oh, here comes our Mad Lib. Oh, it gave us a little notification of a unicorn. Perfect, just for you.
I hate unicorns.
It says your first story. Okay, you ready, Daddy? It's mixing
I'm
up our
so
words.
I'm so ready. Hit me.
Business or pleasure Mad Libs. Pickup lines. Wait, we should have like some sexy me put sexy music on right now. No, there's actual music playing. No, you don't even. There's music playing. Just trust me. I'm going to edit this in. Ever heard these before? If so, run away, Tiny.
What?
I told you Tiny wasn't going to work. But listen. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Can I buy you a boy? Or do you just want the money?
That sounds like slavery, but sure. Buy me a boy.
So this isn't a story. These are all just pickup lines with our words, but that's actually really funny. Here's a good one. So you walk up to someone in a bar and you say this. Your weenus must be real tired because you've been looking through my dog all night.
Looking through your dog? What did you do to the dog with the weenus?
Hey, this is your Mad Lib.
Okay.
Or how about, do you want to do this one right there?
Your father must have been a phone sex operator because he stole the girl from the drag queens and put them in your elbows. All right.
That would actually kind of work.
I don't know if that would
with the drag queens. And yeah, she's in the, they're carrying them in their elbows.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And also, I'm sorry if your dad was a phone sex operator that stole the girl.
The girl.
Okay. Oh, I like this one. Okay. I'm walking up to you in a bar. Is it huge in here or is it just you?
That actually would work. Yeah, that's just me.
This one's appropriate. Do you have a daddy? No? How about a date?
If anyone says that to you, you better answer yes.
I would never say yes to that. Okay, here's a good one for you. The one where my finger's pointing.
Look at those daddies and me with no dildos. Okay, that was the best one yet. Look at those daddies and me with no dildos.
Okay, here we have two left.
Yeah.
Do you have a bandage? Because I skinned my tongue when I fucked for you. What?
What? Well, he did skin the tongue, so...
I must have tongue fucked?
I don't know if the bandage is going to stick.
What were you doing with your tongue? And last but not least, Daddy, in your Mad Lib.
I may not be the most quickly guy in the room, but I'm the only one talking to you.
I don't think we did the right kind of word for that one.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But that makes sense.
Okay.
In a funny way, not being the quickliest.
Okay, so we have to do better words for the next one.
Yeah, oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I'm gonna share our Mad Lib. Yes. They can have access to all of my things. No, it's just allowing me to save it for later. So yeah. Do you want to try there was another one about waking up in Vegas, I think, or what was it? Let's see. Let's actually do a story one. So there's mixing business and pleasure in Vegas, okay, or office party oath. What journey do you want to take?
I'm curious about the Vegas one. I don't know what an office party oath is, but
I don't either, but Vegas sounds... What happens in Vegas...
is not going to stay there tonight.
No, not tonight. So an adjective.
What did we use last time?
See, that's the point of Mad Libs, is supposed to get creative, not use the same one.
No, because I didn't want to use the same one.
So it describes a noun, usually. Yeah. So like skinny. How about skinny?
Okay, skinny. Fine.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if I could type properly, skinny legends. Do you know what a skinny legend is, Daddy?
What's a legend?
Never mind. Plural noun.
Besides me.
Plural noun. Oh. Plural noun.
Plural noun. Ooh,
porn
daddies.
Stars.
Oh, porn stars. Okay, that's good. Fine.
Porn stars. I've met a few porn stars in Vegas. I still have that Vegas vlog. I think I'll get to it eventually.
Which one? Where we
the one where the you're porn? Directing the porn and I'm in the porn.
Oh, yeah. We should totally do that.
It literally shot over a year ago. I want to edit it.
That was on
it.
Valentine's Day, too,
it
last
was.
Year.
It was last Valentine's Day.
I bet
Day.
It's very romantic. Yeah. I was shooting a porn together.
I remember some of it. I started editing it. I'll get to it, guys, because I know everyone wants to see like adventurous stuff to like get out of the house. I get it.
There's
anyway.
That one shot of you looking through the fish tank that I like.
Yeah, you do actually. You remember.
I remember things.
Oh.
Some things.
When do you remember important. What a verb is?
God, but this is so hard. Why is this
it's
so hard?
It's what you
hard?
Do.
Sigh.
Yeah, sigh. Okay, that is a verb. One of your favorites, really. A noun?
We've already used daddy. Mm-hmm. Puppy.
Okay. Puppy. Uh-oh. What happened in Vegas? An adjective. So we could say...
spinning.
Okay. Spinning I think works. Spinning. A number. High or low?
27.
Ooh, that is appropriate because Vegas and numbers. 27?
Yeah.
Why 27?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought maybe you had a reason.
No.
Okay. You just like nines? Multiples of nine. We don't need to do math class as well. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. What are you doing to me right now?
Another adjective. Another
like,
adjective.
Where did you get nine?
Oh my God. How about voluptuous?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good word. I like voluptuous.
Well,
you
can
never say that word without it being complimentary.
Yeah, I think you shouldn't say the word, but I've definitely heard people use the word in a not nice way.
Voluptuous?
Well, I've heard people, again, context. It's shade, daddy, shade.
Body.
I it means appreciate very sexy, that. Doesn't I know. It? Yeah. Well, for some people, yes. Again, I was just putting.
What people doesn't it mean? Oh my God, argue about this.
Plural noun. Give me a plural noun. Hand jobs.
Wait. Okay.
Hand jobs. A hand job is one, and hand jobs is multiple, right?
Okay.
What do you call a group of hand jobs?
Hand jive.
Round of applause. I don't know if that's true, but that was just adjective. So how would you describe the hand job, maybe?
Rough.
Ooh, ooh, oh, God. Roughly. Oh, God.
Roughly.
And another plural noun. Oh. How about aliens?
Okay.
I don't know. Someone in the room.
Teacher.
Oh no, I mean I think they mean physically in this room. Christopher.
Right. Oh.
Nope, I haven't finished it. Adjective. Sexy. Another number?
128.
Why?
I don't know.
You just said
101. No, I don't know. 69. No, 69.
I already How about hit 69? Enter. I already hit enter.
You're on the sexy number. All right. If they do number.
Okay. Color.
Blue.
Blue. A type of liquid that's not semen. That seems too easy. Ranch.
That's not a liquid.
Ranch sauce? Absolutely a liquid when I'm hungry. Okay. Oh, another number.
69.
Yeah, 69. Okay. Ooh, this is exciting. I'm excited.
I'm glad you're here.
Plural noun.
Teachers.
Why you thinking about teachers a lot?
Did I say that before?
You almost said it earlier. You said okay. Teacher. An adjective.
Ay, ay, ay.
Smart.
All right.
Number, another number. Oh my God. 13. Because lucky number 13. Oops, I accidentally hit 14, so.
Lucky number 14 now.
A place.
A castle.
Something more interesting.
Detroit.
Okay. Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. I mean, Detroit is arguably more interesting than a singular castle. Same place. Oh, Detroit. Okay. That's an odd thing for that to say. Uh-huh. Okay. It's called Riding Solo. It's mixing up our words. Mixing business and pleasure in Vegas.
Before you go back to Detroit.
Yeah, well, apparently we're going to Detroit multiple times. Daddy, can you give us a clap to start the sexy music? Thank you. Headed to Vegas for a skinny business trip, but still want to check out the sights and porn stars?
That I think mean, most yes. people would, yes.
Follow up question. Is there a porn stars like tour? Like visit all the porn stars in Vegas?
No, they have this. That'd be like going to the strip clubs, I guess.
Or Hustle Ball. They still do that, right? Mm-hmm. Which is like a porn stars like convention kind of.
Well, Hustler Ball is a it's kind of a dance party
with lots of sex shows. Yes. Anyway, so you want to like check out the porn stars, sounds like.
Yep.
Here are some tips you'll need to sigh on your visit to Puppy City. Ooh, sounds like fun.
Sigh?
Sigh on your trip to Puppy City.
I need to put better words.
It's okay.
But I do want to go to Puppy City.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can go to Puppy Town anytime. Mm. It's like Flavor Town, but with puppies.
Yeah.
Do you know what Flavor Town is?
No.
Okay. Anyway, next sentence. After a spinning day of 27 meetings, wow, head to one of Vegas's many voluptuous buffets.
Ooh, see, you can't make it bad.
I'd love a know. Voluptuous buffet right now. I don't know what a voluptuous buffet.
I don't know, but make it happen.
Be, but ooh, I mean, I'm you down. Know,
just like the stacks of ham and
just.
Shrimp, like
melting
a big shrimp boat.
Yeah. Maybe some deep fried shrimp and maybe some ranch to dip it in. We'll get to the ranch later. Stuff yourself with fried hand jobs.
Ooh, fried hand jobs?
Rough tacos. Oh, God. And freshly baked aliens.
Ooh. Okay, it's no longer voluptuous. I want my money back.
Hey, don't body shame the aliens. Then you'll want to hit one of the biggest casinos like Christopher's Palace or MGM Sexy.
Thank God we didn't use the word palace because it would be Palace Palace.
You mean castle?
Yeah.
Castle Palace. Castle Palace. Don't feel badly if you blow $128 specifically at the Blue Jack table because, hey, at least you got free shots of ranch.
Oh, that would be you would like that, not me.
Depending on how stoned I was, I might like a shot of ranch. Pace yourself, though. Don't have more than 69 drinks in an hour.
Yeah, please don't.
And never mix hard teachers with beer.
Ooh, I want a hard teacher.
That means something different.
We should put in the music hot for teacher for that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that, but good idea.
You're welcome.
And it goes on to say, it will make you feel smart. and you'll never wake up in time for the 14 important business meetings you have again the next day.
Well, at least you have less meetings today.
versus the what was the first one?
Like 27.
27 meetings? Yeah. Oh, okay. Literally? No, not literally half. Almost half. No.
14. What's 9 divided almost by half. 2?
Math. 4.5. And you'll never wake up in time for your 14 important business meetings you have the next day. But the most important thing to remember is this. Have fun, because what happens in Detroit stays in Detroit.
See? I knew it. Yeah, was that good? Or are you ending the music?
No, I'm applauding your mad libs.
Oh, thank you.
Which is like a mad
beat.
That
was very good. I thought I did good.
You did. Real mad. Sick, mad.
Good or well? I thought I did well.
Oh, no. Don't get back into the English, please. Good. What? Give me an adverb.
Good. Well. Did
it. Okay.
Done.
Wow. You know what else is almost done? This podcast, which was a lot of words, ironically. For
it was a lot of words. You're
about
right.
Words. Daddy, do you have any last minute words?
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. This hurt my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Do you need another beer?
Yeah.
Will that make the words better?
It. Yes, please.
So where can people find you, though?
MrChristopher.com.
And you can find me everywhere at PupAmp. No underscores, just PupAmp, one word. Again, that is one word. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram, at YouTube. We're What's the Safe Word on Podcast Land. We're What's Your Safe Word. If you found our podcast without knowing that, are you a wizard?
They are a wizard.
But also,
wizard?
What?
They might be a word wizard.
A word wizard. Ooh, what's a word wizard?
Someone really makes up words with words. Yeah.
What would he say when he makes up a word?
Oh God,
supercalifragilistic.
No, don't keep going back to that. Periwinkle.
Oh, that's a good magical word.
Yeah.
Daddy, what do you want people to try this week?
To look out the window and view a sunset.
That's very specific and also impossible to do from my current windows.
Well, walk outside.
No, it's literally dark out.
Well, I said this week, not tonight.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you want to join our Patreon, do it.
Because you get to see us.
And you all, yeah, you get to see us. You get to help us with the next couple podcasts coming up. Don't touch the people without consent, Daddy. Did you ask them for consent?
I'm not touching them. Not touching.
Not touching. Can't you. Mad, not touching. We are touching your ear holes, though. How does that feel with those words?
Yeah.
Yeah, words.
Yeah, I'm going to mukbang you with words.
That's not how that works. Oh. But what do you want to say? One last final word. The last word, Daddy. Go.
Bye. Isn't that the last word?